It is too light a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the survivors of Israel. I will give you as a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. God is trying to do something so much bigger than we can imagine. How might we allow our thinking to be stretched? The prophet Isaiah seems to be saying on God's behalf, "You think I am trying to get you to reconcile with whom you are not speaking? Oh, not so small. What I am calling you to is big. It is so much bigger than that." Isaiah clarifies God's intention not to send him a messenger to the tribes of Israel only, but to all the nations. We are talking the ends of the earth here. God's plan, it is always so much bigger than our human minds can comprehend. In John's gospel, monumental ends of the earth stuff is happening too. In this story, which focuses on the whole institution of baptism, Jesus enters after the warm-up act of John the Baptist. John isn't totally clear with the crowds whom he's the opener for. This is a world in which the players are bumbling around doing a little of this and a little of that, but are not completely sure how the whole thing fits together. Imagine John telling the story of how his small everyday action was made so much bigger. He might say something like this. "So, there I was doing the thing. I am washing him in the water of repentance. I'm just going about doing my business, doing the thing with the water, doing this thing that God has put in my heart. I mean, I knew that all of this was about getting ready for the one, but I just didn't know exactly that he was the one. And then it hit me. You have to understand, I have been baptizing so many people in water. But this day, this extra thing happens. It is like a dove, like the spirit from heaven coming down on this guy. It hits me again, only deeper. He's the one. I mean, I know my first instinct when I saw him coming was, he's the one. But it didn't stay with me. It's like God has to keep knocking me over the head with the knowledge. It is so big. I can't quite take it all in. God's story, God's message, it's so much bigger than I can take in. And the big story is unfolding all around me. Then the next day, I was hanging out with some of my friends, and get this. At this point, they are my disciples, no one else's. I tell them, hey, that guy over there, he is the one. I'm getting deeper into this bigger picture. I can tell because everyone gets curious, following everything I say. They are taking me really, really seriously. They are taking my words really, really seriously. And even though they've been my followers, they're getting really curious about this other guy. This is all taking on a life of its own. They feel an urge to turn and, well, follow this dude named Jesus. And you know how he responds when he senses they're following him? He turns around and confronts them with a question about their intentions. He asks, "What are you seeking?" They respond with a small story answer. "Teacher, We just want to know where you are, where you stay. Jesus responds with, follow me. Come with me and you'll see. You will see where I am. It almost reads like Jesus is saying, not only will you see where I am, but you can be with me there. I want you. I want you with me. I want to bless your seeking of the truth. And later, I want to help you do the very same thing with others who will be drawn to me just like you were. And the thing with John, the small thing of John getting it right and pointing towards Jesus, well, he tells these two friends, and they come close to Jesus. And just like it happened with John, being with him, spending time with him, they know he is the one. And they start pointing. They start pointing it out to other friends. Andrew, for one. And guess what? Andrew has a brother. And the brother, his name is Simon. Andrew, the friend of John the Baptist, tells his brother Simon about the man, the one who is Jesus. And so this bumbling, evolving, simple story, this story of a few friends among friends, is about to get much bigger. This brother named Simon will be renamed by Jesus Peter, the rock. The little story doesn't stay a little story. It grows into a way bigger story of God's imagination, an ends of the earth kind of story. We simply can't take it all in. It is so much bigger than we can imagine. In fact, it is a journey of following that will take a lifetime. We will have moments of seeing, and then, like John, we forget. And then we see again. It's okay. God knows this about us. We are journeying to be with Jesus. It fits and starts now, but seeing the whole big picture later. And in the meantime, don't worry about the bumbling. God already knows that and has picked us anyway. Friends, just keep pointing. Just keep remembering, because we will forget. And then it will come clear to us again. Others will come. Others will know where the one stays. And hint, it's usually with the folks on the margins. God is not going to give up. God's target is not only our block. It's not merely our parish. It's not just our city. It's our hearts and the very ends of the earth. God is trying to do something so much bigger than we can imagine. So how do we allow our thinking to get stretched? Where do we see glimmers of the one in our time? When have we felt an urge to turn and follow? When do we get most excited about following, more excited than we had previously ever imagined? What might it look like for us to allow ourselves to stretch, to allow God's story in our lives to get bigger? How will we respond? Amen.